Hello, today I'm joined by Andy Steele. He's the founder of 360 Accountants and is going to talk to us today about the importance of linking your studies to your industry. So do you want to tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, hello, my name's Andy Steele. I'm the founder and one of the directors of 360 Chartered Accountants. We've got offices in Hull City Centre and also York, and we employ around 20 people, including a number of people that joined us as apprentices and also a few ex-South Hunsley students.
So can you tell us how you have engaged with our sixth form students over the years?
Yeah, I suppose the connection with South Hunsley started when we set up 360 Accountants back in February 2010. Our first offices were in Melton, so just across the A63 from the South Hunsley campus. So I suppose in terms of looking for apprentices, etc., South Hunsley was the logical place to start. And our very first apprentice who joined us back in 2011, I think it was, she actually joined us from South Hunsley. She'd done her A-levels here. And she recently joined the board of directors at 360. So she joined us as an apprentice, finished her apprenticeship, became a qualified accountant, etc. So our links with the trust and certainly South Hunsley go back well over 10 years now. Over the years, the relationship has, I guess, got closer and closer. We've had numerous trust students do work experience at our Hull offices. I've mentored a number of the students over the years, some of which have later joined us as apprentices or employees of 360. I attend, or either myself or my colleagues, attend the careers events whenever we can. I come in and do presentations on accounts careers, finance careers, etc. And as I said, several of our apprentices have joined us from Hunsley. And I've actually just come from a meeting with some of the South Hunsley A-level students. Some of them are thinking about a career in accountancy. Some of them want a more sort of general career in finance. And a couple of the people that were there today didn't really know what they wanted to do. So hopefully I've helped sort of clear up a few questions that they had on their future career, etc. So it's been a really close relationship, I guess, with Hunsley and the trust, and I look forward to forging even closer links over the next few years.
Can you tell the listeners why it is important for students to engage with local employers regardless of whether they study traditional A-level or vocational courses?
Yeah, I think looking at it from the student's perspective, I think spending time with employers, business owners, etc., gives them a real insight into what employers are looking for. Certainly over the last few years when I've been working with the Hunsley students, we've spent a lot of time looking at the CVs and, you know, trying to bulk them up in terms of giving them work experience, not just at 360, but with other businesses that we're connected with, you know, giving them advice about the sort of things that they should be putting on the CVs and places that they should be applying to for work experience or apprenticeship positions, etc. I think they also find out more about the different types of jobs that are out there. You know, we all spend time with carers, parents, etc., and we probably have a really good understanding about the sort of careers that they're in. But often you can go through life without having any exposure to a vast array of different types of businesses, sectors, etc. So spending time with employers will perhaps open your eyes to opportunities that are out there that you wouldn't otherwise be aware of. Certainly in the discussions I was having with some of the students earlier today, they didn't quite comprehend the vast variety of jobs that there are in an accountancy practice. And we also did a a case study on BrewDog, which is obviously a very well-known brand, of a very well-known business. And we sort of had a look at some of the different roles that are within that business, not just the finance departments, but also, you know, marketing, HR, etc. And perhaps we give them an insight into business that they don't get on the sort of traditional curriculum that they're studying for their A-levels. So, I just think it gives them an insight into different opportunities and opens their eyes to things they should be exploring going forwards. I always encourage the students that I'm working with to get onto LinkedIn and start connecting with potential future employers, etc., and just getting a feel for the sort of business conversations that are going on LinkedIn. That's something else that looks really good on your CV is you know, having an active participation in business discussions on LinkedIn and similar platforms. So hopefully I can just give them a few tips and a bit of guidance that makes them stand out from the competition, which is really important these days.
So what do you think has been the impact of us students and your organisation?
Well, I would hope that I've sort of helped the students pick a career that's of interest to them. Not just an accountancy, but you know, I've helped people get into you know, work placements, etc., with our clients in a whole different host of different sectors. Having someone that they can talk to outside of the school, outside of the bubble, also gives them some really good experience in meeting business people, how to engage in dialogue, etc. That's rubbish. You might want to cut that out. I'll just start that bit again. I think it just puts them in the marketplace and introduces them to connections that they wouldn't otherwise be able to make, just going about their normal daily lives. In terms of 360, it's been a real benefit to us, you know, connecting with the trust, connecting with South Hunsley and the other schools. It's given us a real sort of conveyor belt of talent. I mean, I've said on several occasions that we've had numerous apprentices join us from the trust. And we just know that each year we're going to get, you know, at least 4, 5, 6 applications from really, really well-drilled, I know that we're going to get applications from a number of really well-drilled, well-briefed, well-researched candidates, and many of them have been successful in winning places onto our apprenticeship programme. So hopefully it's a win-win for everybody. It's a, you know, real positives for the students. There's certainly loads of positives for our organisation, and look forward to it continuing for many years.
Thank you.